You know what I love about being a property investor is that life is so interesting and every day is different. In this Winners on a Wednesday, I want to introduce you to a guy called Chris. Now, Chris is a property millionaire. He's bought so many properties over the last 8-9 months being on the academy. I've been mentoring him, but he's not just got properties in the UK. He's got properties all over the world. And in this video, you're going to see an average day in the life of a property millionaire, but also he's going to be showing you exactly how he structured his deals and how he's systemizing them in different countries all across the world.
My name is Christopher Cully. I am a property investor.
We've got 11 properties in total. That's international. So we've got Spain, we've got Dubai, and we've got the UK. The value of all 11 properties comes up to around about 1.82 million.
Weather is good, huh?
Just lo siento, mi español es no bueno. Pero me tengo aprender.
Word of warning, what I will say is if you're investing overseas, make sure that you know the country that you're investing in. You can see here, Chris even knows how to speak Spanish. He didn't just buy a house blind, off market, off plan in Dubai without having any training or any local knowledge. That's really important because especially when you're investing in areas that you don't know, you can be scammed, and as well as making money, you can lose money too. I've seen the good, I've seen the bad, I've seen the ugly. In Chris's case, he's been mentored through the process and he knows the areas that he's investing in.
We're here in Hackney. This is Dawson. It's a 2-bed apartment. We'll have a little run through. It's got a nice bathroom in here. Needed painting and decorating. We changed a few things in here. We staged it really well. We changed the lighting. Just change this a bit, buddy. I'll take you through into the kind of lounge area, kitchen, which we staged really nicely. Just put all new furniture. It came unfurnished, so we put all the new furniture in. Figures on this is we got direct from a landlord and we paid a rent of 2,200. With all the bills in, it comes to about 2,500, and then it rents out, depending on the season, it can be around £100 up to, coming into the busiest season now, it can be up to £200 a night. We had 4 occupancy last month, so we brought in about 3,800. So the profit will be around about 800 to 1,000 on this one for last month.
Chris buys a lot of properties, but interestingly, rent to rent is a really good way to figure out what the market's like. So before putting £100,000 down to buy a house and hoping that you can pull all your money out and rent it out on Airbnb and make a fortune, rent to rent is a bit like try before you buy, which I would definitely encourage looking at, especially if you're going into an area that you don't know that well. And you can actually make really high cash flow. Like, he's making a grand a month profit from just one property that he didn't have to put a deposit down. He doesn't even own it. He just controls it.
So Jess, we need to put these two together.
Okay.
And then the sofa bed as well we need to make.
Okay.
Okay, and that's it. Perfect. So the guests that were coming in, they've requested that we've got 2 single beds in here. They want them put together because there's going to be 3 guests staying. How we got this unit was predominantly through the kind of social media aspect. A landlord that I knew had kind of reached out and told me this unit was available for rent. I wasn't actually in the country when this was being staged. So we got the help of the Academy members. Louise and Erin were project managing. And so while I was away on a trip, they'd come in, they'd got about 15, 16 Academy members come around who were helping doing the paint and decorating. And then, yeah, when I came back at the back end of it. We put it live and it's been 100% occupancy since. Came from a kind of council estate background. Father wasn't really around. He passed away at an early age. My stepfather was a postman and now a black cab driver. I guess he kind of instilled that hard work ethic in me. Had no money in terms of support or inheritance or anything like that. Everything I had was just through being creative and working hard, working overtime at the jobs I had. And then the little money that I did have, I'd put to one side and save.
It's really easy to see people that are property millionaires and just think, oh, you know, they must have been born with a silver spoon in their mouth, or, oh, they've just got lucky. But actually, when you look at the backstory, not just what they had to do to get where they are, but also even Chris, like how he's working now, he's out, he's traveling, he's managing people. It's actually hard work becoming a property millionaire, and most people just see the Instagram life and the flashy cars and the holidays, but what they don't see is behind the scenes, which is what Chris is showing now in this documentary.
Hi guys, yeah, so we've just come into Alicante, landed this morning. I'll show you around a class as a two bedroom here in a little town called Elda. It's got a population of about 60,000. Two bed, they want £10,000 put down initially, and then we'll finance the remaining balance. So it's a 45k purchase price. We'll have a mortgage of around about £75 per month. We'll get paint and decorating everywhere. That'll only cost around €4,000. And then, yeah, so it has a kind of ROI between 25 and 30%. Opportunity here in these towns, there's not high volume of properties that are available, but with access to the good agents that can find the properties for you, typically we're spending between 35,000 and 65,000 on purchase prices. I feel like I'm attracted more to Spain. I like the way that things can move really quickly. If you've got a motivated seller, you can get deals done within 2 or 3 weeks. The downside would be the tradesmen. There's a lot of demand for good tradesmen in Spain. Yeah, as you can see, walls need to be kind of chipped away. They're classing this as a second bedroom, but it's definitely not a second bedroom. That's more of a kind of small nursery or maybe an office. And come into the kitchen. This will rent out for around €450 a month, which is decent for the area.
And you might wonder, how is Chris growing his portfolio? Is he got a business that's making him loads of money and he's using that money to dump into property? And the answer is no. How he's done it and what I've been mentoring him in is the recycling his money strategy. So he did work hard. He did save up enough for a deposit to buy a house. But rather than just buying a house and then saving up again and buying another house, that's not sustainable. So what he's doing is he's buying properties like these ones in Spain, like he's done in Coventry in the UK, for like 50, 60 grand. Refurbishing them, spending 5, 10, 15 grand getting them nice, and then the new value is 90,000, 100,000, so he's pushed the value up. But then rather than selling the property, he's refinancing, getting a loan after the work's done and getting his money back, and then using that debt to buy another property, increasing the value and using the uplift to as the deposit money. So it's very, very, very smart strategy. He's doing this not just in the UK, but seeing it work in places like Spain is absolutely fantastic. This is a strategy that works in most countries across the world. I've personally got students right now in 43 different countries across the world.
We're here with Ben. Ben works for Alicante Sunshine Villas. Ben's one of the agents and does all the kind of legal side of things on the properties we own. In the UK, we don't need to get, if we want to run a service accommodation, an Airbnb, we don't need to do anything in terms of registering it.
Here in Spain, you need a permit for to be able to rent it out on short term, whereas on long term, you don't. To get a tourist license is difficult because at the end of the day, it's down to the town hall.
In terms of mistakes, so many. The mindset I have now is that failure is part of success. The procrastination side of people will, when they hit a failure, it stops them. Best way to move forward and to be successful is that when you fail, you have to use that as a platform to push you on to succeed.
Because we've got access to good agents that will get us below market value deals, it's a 45K purchase price. This will value up once complete and we've give it a lick of paint. It'll probably value up at around 75k, and then the only downside with that is we have to wait 3 years before we can use that 75k to then invest in other properties. But we can use the current valuation, which is around 45k, and we can use that to lend against.
So did you see that? He's using the new valuation to what? To borrow against, to buy more properties. Wealthy people, Elon Musk, he doesn't save up money and then use the savings to buy Twitter. He'll push the value of his company up and then borrow against the valuation to buy more assets. That's how all rich people use their money.
We're in Saks at the moment. We just drove past a property that we have there. It's a 4-bedroom flat on the 4th floor.
Didn't really do well at school, was always distracted.
So I was kind of the kid that kind of stared out the window daydreaming rather than academically strong. I guess I used to look at that as a disadvantage, but now I see it as more as an advantage. I have the kind of skill set that where my mind's so active, I'm always thinking about new ideas or how to be more creative in the space I'm already in. So.
This is the apartment in Salinas. This is the smaller town. It's got four bedrooms. So we've got a group of teachers that work at the school. So they'll live here Monday to Friday, and then come the weekends, they go back home. Three smaller bedrooms and one of a larger bedroom. We rent out each room for the smaller ones at 150 euros a month, and then the bigger one at 200 euros a month. For this four bedroom apartment, all in with legal fees and a slight paint and decorate, it was around 50,000 euros. So without the skills and the knowledge that I've picked up through the Samuel Leeds Academy, we don't progress as fast as we have. In the kind of 8 months I've been on the Academy, we're now, with this purchase we've just bought now, this is five properties in Spain, one property in Dubai, a BRR project in Coventry in the UK, and we've just taken on a rent-to-rent in Hackney. So in 8 months, we've kind of accelerated massively all down to the training.
I literally just check in the calendar on Airbnb, just seeing what the bookings are looking like. I'll mess around with some of the pictures. It helps with the kind of algorithm. It helps push your listings more up to the top. And we're pretty much 90% occupied on both of the listings anyway. With my eldest daughter Olivia, I gave her a little task last week of finding some potential BRR projects. You know, just by using the kind of education and the philosophy, she was able to, you know, within an hour, she was able to find some units. My why would be, first and foremost, it's the kids. If you've got kids and you feel like you don't have purpose, then this is the kind of wrong way to go about it. But this, outside of that, it's now becoming to a point where I want to help and I want to make a difference. I see the kind of struggles in society. My why is now to get to a position where I can now give back and help people that feel like they've got no direction.
The way human beings are wired, generally speaking, most people are good and they want to give back. They want to be able to help. They want to be able to make the world a better place. But you can't help people unless you help yourself first. And what's great with people like Chris is he's become a property millionaire, yes, but now he genuinely is giving back, helping make the world a better place. I took him a few months ago on a mission trip to Uganda where he came out and he helped with the Samuel Leeds Foundation with some of the works that we're doing in some of the most remote parts of Uganda. So big love and shout out to Chris.
That's what I love about Samuel. He always listens to his students. And in terms of what he's kind of done for me, he's given me that confidence, facing your fears and just the belief that anybody can do this. He's transformed my life completely. You know, I owe a lot to him, and the more I grow, the more it's all down to him.
If you'd like to get started in property just like Chris, whether you've got a little bit of money or whether you're starting from scratch, it really doesn't matter where you are. What matters is that you have a plan and where you're going and you have the right people around you. So if you'd like to spend a full day with me, then I am running a one-day training program. I'd love to meet you in person. I'll leave a link in the description where you can find tickets. They're just £10 to spend a full day with me. And when you arrive, I'll give you a copy of my best-selling book as well. So really, the day is pretty much free. I'll leave a link. I'll see you there. And I can't wait to get to know you personally. Thanks for watching.